Hello, Podlers. Coming up, a welcome return to Musical Animals on Air. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
A Wix gift card worth £250 and a strip of temporary tattoos of the show logos. We were unable to give them away yesterday. And we're doing this because of the big Wix event. From tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more, Wix have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the big Wix event in store and online now. And as I say, we've got this gift card to give away and we're going to play Geary or gift card. Matt, how does it work?
As we all know, Anna Geary is a treasure trove of amazing sound bites.
We added about 8 yesterday.
She's on a great run. We have a special Anna Geary soundboard here on the show. 6 audio doors for our listeners to open. Behind 5 of them is Anna Geary with one of her classic moments. As you say, there's a couple of new ones a day at the moment.
Well,
Can I tell you something?
That's a new one.
Voila! He's just such a fine man.
So many to choose from.
So there's 5 with a Geary behind them and 1 with a gift card. 2 callers come to air, take it in turns to pick an audio door. The first person to find the gift card instead of Geary will win. It's as simple as that, Dave, my Annie G aficionado.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. So yeah, Matt's right. We're looking for 2 people this morning. So call us right now if you would like to play Geary or gift card. The number is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's for this. If you're that kind of person who likes to look at those, you're not though, are you? You can't be the kind of person who likes to look at T's and C's and be the kind of person who enjoys this show.
Yeah.
So it's just impossible.
So don't even tell them about the T's and C's.
If you do like the T's and C's, go and listen to someone else. You're welcome.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Gift card or Geary? So exciting. You're playing for a Wix gift card worth £250 and a strip of temporary tattoos of the show logo.
Oh, yeah, thrown in.
And our competitors this morning on line one is Rob. Hello there, Rob.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello. And on line two, we got Chad. Hello there, Chad.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Oh, Chad, this is Rob. Rob, this is Chad.
Hello, Rob.
Okay, Rob, you are selected at random first, so you're going to get to pick the first door. They are numbered 1 through 6. Behind 5 of those doors is a legendary soundbite from the great person herself. But behind 1 of those doors, 1 through 6, there is a gift card worth £250 and some temporary tattoos. So, Rob, what's your number?
4.
Number 4. Let's open door number 4 and discover if it's gift card or Geary.
That's not sexy, is it?
Okay, Chad, it's your turn. 4 is gone. What are you going for?
Let's go for number 2.
Number 2. Let's see if it is gift card or Geary.
I'm going number 2.
Okay. Okay. Rob, it is back to you. 2 and 4 are gone. What are you opting for?
5.
Is it gift card or is it Geary?
In the club.
My personal favourite.
In the club.
In the club. Okay, so Chad, it is back to you. You've got 1, 3 or 6.
We'll go number 1.
Number 1, here we go.
Fake news.
That's Donald Trump there fresh from yesterday. Which means, Rob, we are back to you. Ooh. Gift card or Geary? It's 50-50. It's the toss of a coin. Is it 3 or 6, Rob?
Number 6.
Let's see if it is gift card or Geary.
Wix gift card.
Yeah! Nicely played. Unlucky, Chad. Nice having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on the main station. But, Rob, you have done it. You've got the Wix gift card worth £250 and you've got the show logo tattoos. Which one of those things are you more excited about, Rob?
It's got to be the tattoo.
That's it. Yes. That's the spirit, my friend. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you for tuning in on Classic Rock.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We have some housekeeping to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you out there have requested said housekeeping, and it's my job to give you what you want. And we start with Lewis in London. He says, please, Dave, which Anna Geary soundbite was behind door number three? I feel like my morning isn't complete until I hear it, because obviously we went through, Chad and Rob went through every soundbite, didn't they, in Geary or gift card, and only door number three remained. So this is for Lewis, because we don't want to ruin his day and his weekend. Here we go.
Can I tell you something?
That was what was behind door number three. So that's that sorted. We can tick that one off. And so many of you getting in touch, unbelievably, saying, where is today's hype? Beast Womble's obscure Japanese vinyl fact of the day.
Really?
Well, we're going to do it now. We bumped it out of the earlier hour into a kind of mine prime time hour. Yeah. And that's how you get the word executive in front of your job title. So well done on that, Mark. Yeah, this is the Hypebeast Womble's obscure Japanese vinyl fact of the day. Tinmouth Titans of space rock Muse are huge in Japan, says Mark. Yeah. Oasis and Blur are typically held as the standard bearers of contemporary British rock, but Muse are up there alongside Radiohead. The band's debut album, Showbiz, was meant to contain a track called Spiral Static, but unfortunately Matt Bellamy couldn't nail the vocal, so it was scrapped right at the end of the recording session. However, in early 2000, the Japanese label put pressure on the band to give them an extra track to release with Showbiz, and the band felt that it would be appropriate to choose Spiral Static. The band then finished up work on the song and released it with the Japanese version of the album. And that was the Hypebeast Womble's obscure Japanese vinyl fact of the day. Thank you.
There's some real ammo, pub ammo for the weekend. Isn't
yeah, take it.
Drop
with
that
you.
Little fact into conversation.
Yeah. Just put us on demand.
Minds.
Yeah, on Rayo app. Just put it on. I'll just read it out for you. You haven't even got to do any of the work.
Exactly, yeah.
Talking of pub ammo,
yes.
Matt, what's going
on
out
let's
there?
Move on to musical pets of the week,
yes.
Then, because it's Friday. More members of my animal band that I'm putting together. Lady Gaga, dog on lead vocals, of course.
You cannot keep interrupting.
Powerful vocals. And behind Lady Gaga Dog, we have a mini horse playing a mini piano. It goes around hospitals in the States entertaining patients. And this is what it sounds like. It plays by ear, but with its nose, sort of thing. Up and down the keyboard.
It's brilliant.
It's a horse.
Hey, little horsey, don't listen to Donald Trump, he's lying. You can go to Springfield. Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
So we've got the horse, the little horse on lead keyboards.
Yeah.
And then the hype man and sort of multi-instrumentalist in the band is going to be the whistling walrus.
Okay.
That's an actual walrus whistling. A lot of people don't know that walruses whistle. They can also play the mouth organ if you put it in their mouth.
Okay.
So there's the whistling.
Yeah.
Here comes the mouth organ.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's like a haunted carousel.
Walruses whistle during courtship, apparently. Males.
I'll say me. Sarah Jane says it's really off-putting, but I can't help it. I think it's a Cockney thing. You just have to whistle.
Must be quite a thing to witness. Males display visually and vocally from
witness?
The water. They click underground and they make.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Oh, okay. So, hang on.
You've revealed too much.
What are you? Yeah, stop talking about us on air.
I'll share the video of the whistling walrus because he's got like a massive moustache and he looks quite a lot like Dick Strawbridge from the Chateau. So it's quite bizarre to see. You'll be talking about him later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand. Can a listener match 5 words with a member of the team and secure themselves 5,000 pounds. Hoping to do just that is Annie. Good morning, Annie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Annie, welcome along to the show. I never thought I would say this out loud, but guess where we're big? Guess where I'm massive?
Where?
In the PE fraternity. Annie's our second PE teacher in a row on 5 words, 5 grand. We had Matt yesterday, who had moved from PE into being a geography teacher. And Annie, you're a PE teacher.
I am, yeah, in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, how lovely. Do you enjoy it? Are you thinking of doing a mat and moving into a real subject? I'm joking. Annie, it is lovely having you on the show. Let me ask you this. Which member of the team would you most like to get on the random player generator? You've got Matt here, you've got Anna, and you've got Glenn. Who would it be?
I think it'd be Matt.
Matt Dyson. Okay, let's give it a spin and see if you've got Scatty Matty. Here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Come on.
Matt Dyson.
Yeah. Oh, you've got the Dysonator. Congratulations, an early win.
Good luck.
Matt Dyson is leaving the studio. Here's his walkout music.
I wish you would dance when that plays.
Dance! Dance, monkey man!
Not even
nothing,
a jig.
Nothing at all. Okay, Annie, here we go. As you're fully aware, I'm about to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give, because soon I will give Matt Dyson the same five words. If his words match your words, well, you can have that £5,000. Good luck, Annie.
Thank you.
Are the kids listening, by the way? Are the pupils all listening to you right now?
No, they're not. I'm sitting in the car just now, so they're far away.
They're far, far away. Does anyone know you're appearing on The Breakfast Show this morning?
A few people do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you want to say good morning to them? Do you want to do a little shout out?
Yeah, good morning to the hockey girls. And good morning to Chris.
Okay, to the hockey girls and Chris who are listening. As I present you with your first word, which is thunder.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roast.
Dinner.
Senior.
Citizen?
Yeah.
Modern?
Art.
Personal?
Statement?
That's a great sound.
Yeah.
That is good. Slightly shaky on the last one, but I think it's got to be a 4 out of 5 at least.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
It could very
at least for me.
It could very easily be 5 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand. So, Annie, I encourage you to stay right there. Matt Dyson is in play next.
Thank you. 5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
So, Matt Dyson is back in the studio. Annie has been waiting patiently, having given me her 5 words. Annie, don't mention any of the words. I was with null and void. But how are you feeling deep inside right now?
I feel quietly confident, but I'm a bit nervous about it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Annie, Matt. Oh, I like her. Anyway. So, Matt Dyson, the first word this morning is thunder.
Lightning.
Correct. Roast.
Dinner.
Also.
Yes.
Correct. Senior.
Senior.
Yeah.
Citizen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, they're pretty straightforward so far, I'd say.
Just 2 words remaining.
Come on. Come on, Annie.
The hockey girls are listening, by the way, Matt.
Oh, no.
So it'd be a nice time to give it away.
Pressure.
I'm a mum.
And Annie's mum.
Annie's mum, okay.
And someone called Chris, was it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Chris. Who even Annie doesn't seem that plussed about.
Not right now.
Okay. Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say modern?
Modern. Love.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. Modern love. What did Annie go with?
Modern art.
Modern art!
Yeah.
There's a lot of options for modern.
Yeah.
Sorry, Annie. Sorry, Annie's mum. Sorry, the hockey team.
Yeah, I went through the whole...
Sorry to Chris.
And Chris. Don't forget Chris. I know Annie wants to, but we can't forget Chris. No. Who is Chris, by the way?
That's my boyfriend.
Whatever. Let's do the final one, shall we? What have you got for personal?
Best.
Statements.
Best is good. Best is very good.
That's a good one.
From a PE teacher. Annie, listen, you haven't won the money today, but it has been lovely having you on the show. Send our regards to the pupils and enjoy your weekend ahead.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Cheers, Annie. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. So yesterday around this time, I told you about the next adventure I'm embarking on. And of course, as always, I need your help. I want to be able to do a semi-passable impression of Alan Rickman's legendary Harry Potter character, Snape, because my five-year-old daughter basically thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread. So if you can do an Alan Rickman, if you can do a Snape, get in touch right now at 8:12:15, and the first person to give me a helping hand was listener Neil, who had this to say on the show just yesterday. Neil, why do you do a Snape impression? Who is it for? Is it just to entertain yourself?
Well, it usually only sort of comes out if we've had a drink and
family.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, so it's for special occasions.
Must be good.
I can't wait for Evie in years to come. Yeah. Daddy's been at the wine again. Yeah. Here comes Snape. Okay, so this is from Harry Potter. Listen to this very carefully. I want you to repeat afterwards, Neil. Here we go.
Turn page 394.
Neil.
Potter, turn to page 394.
Yeah,
wow.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It is.
Cause
that was
it's got
very
the,
good.
The deepness and okay. that camp edge as well, yeah. It's great.
Neil's amazing. Having a great day today, isn't he? Okay, so here's another one. I'm going to play it and then you repeat. Here we go.
I can teach you how to bewitch the mind.
Go ahead, Neil.
I can teach you how to bewitch the mind.
Oh,
he's really good.
So, I mean, Neil, what's the techers? Where do I begin? Where did you begin?
I don't know. I just give it a go, and it seemed to come out all right. I
mean, oh, great advice. Brilliant.
So it can't be learned.
Yeah. You've either got it.
Yeah. And Dave, I've only spoken to you for 3 minutes. I can tell you have no talent for impressions, so there's no hope here. Let me have a go at this. Let me have a go at this one myself. Here we go.
Turn to page 394.
Turn to page 394. It's more Dr. Evil again.
Really Dr. Evil.
I'm doing $1 million. So, Neil wasn't much help, but I still appreciate him taking the time to talk to us. So, Neil is an amateur. I know he won't mind me saying that. Up next, when it comes to impressions, we're going to be joined on the show by a genuine pro. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where on Monday, our stablemate, the host of Rock and Roll Football, writer and comedian Matt Ford, joined us on the show to announce the lineup for our night of comedy. It is Absolute Radio Live and in support of the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. So Fordy and John Richardson will be co-hosts on the night. There'll be turns, as my nan used to say, from our very own Glenn Moore, Susie Ruffle and Josh Widdicombe, but there's a couple more names to be added. It's all happening on the 17th of November at the legendary, the iconic London Palladium, and tickets are available at 9 a.m. this morning from our ticket store, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. So as tickets are on sale this morning, I've pulled 40 back into the studio today. Thanks so much for coming back in,
pleasure,
40. I've got a bit of a predicament on my hands.
Okay.
And you're the only person I know who can help me. And as we bonded so closely on Monday, I thought I'd drag you in for this. My soon-to-be six-year-old daughter, Evie, is a Potterhead. She loves Harry Potter. And as her father, I feel it's my duty to be able to do impressions of the characters so I can entertain her. Now, I can't believe I'm about to do some impressions in front of Matt Ford. I'm going to do it. No, I mean, I've got a very basic Hagrid. You're a wizard, Harry. Oh,
that's great.
Well, bless you, that's too kind. I've got
no idea who Hagrid is, but I mean, it's just great.
Robbie Coltrane, big hairy fella. I've got Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
But that's all I can say is that one, it's just his name. So it's not really entertaining. But her big thing is Alan Rickman's Severus Snape. She wants to look like him. She wants her hair done like him. I think she's an emo kid. I think I'm raising an emo kid. So here's a little clip from the film. Here we go. This is Alan Rickman as Snape in action.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity. Tell me, what would I get if I added powdered root of asphodel to an infusion of wormwood? You don't know? Well, let's try again. Where, Mr. Potter, would you look if I asked you to find me a beazle?
I don't know, sir.
And what is the difference between monkshood and wolfbane?
I don't know, sir.
Clearly, fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
Now, I've been trying to do the late, great Alan Rickman as Snape for some time, and I still sound like Janet Street Porter. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And Evie looks at me and goes, are you doing one of the Loose Women, Daddy? And I'm like, no, I'm trying to do Snape. So I'm not asking you to do an Alan Rickman, unless you want to, but I'm asking for, like, what's the process?
Well, you know what? I thought you sounded quite camp there. That... Clearly.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a nice thing to get, because he sounds very upright. Often I start with, like, the posture and the face. Because I think if you can make yourself sort of look and sort of move like them, so it's very front of the mouth, it sounded to me. And clearly. So Potter. He's almost got a cat-like meow type
nice.
Thing.
Nice.
Potter.
Yeah.
Okay. But then the campness thing. But I guess when people play feline characters, there's a kind of campness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
Potter.
He sounds a bit like your
Lily. Yeah, I would be very
a bit like your Jacob Rees-Mogg there, perhaps, I think.
I mean, they all sound... all my impressions are basically Tony Blair doing a different person.
No.
They were fantastic on Monday. And also, I saw that when you were going through all the different impressions that I was springing on you, you did adopt the mannerisms of the person
it's
you were doing. It was fantastic to watch.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
But like instruments are different shapes, aren't they? So if you're doing a different voice or noise, and I think often if you're doing the physicality, it somehow lifts the quality of the voice somehow.
Wow.
So, I would try and really imagine yourself as him.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, he's quite a suspicious cat. Narrowed eyes. Yeah. So the pomposity.
I'm a pompous, camp, cat-like Janet Street boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got it.
In one. 40, thank you for popping by with these tips that I need for the top. As I say, 40 first came by on Monday to announce the return of Absolute Radio Live, all of the money from which is going to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. Should I try and do the website address as the camp cat-like Janet Street Porter?
Please, yeah.
Posture. You're going up with me.
Absolute.
Wow.
At the front of the absoluteradio.co.uk/tick. It's Bane again. It's Bane. Everything I do becomes Bane. 40, thanks a lot for your time,
cheers,
man.
Dave,
see you soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We mention it from time to time here. We're encouraging you to go and get it. It's available in your app store. It is free and it contains all of the live shows that you love to listen to. It's got loads of content, interviews, documentaries, and it's got a plethora of bespoke playlists. And they are the backbone of this very special Beat the Intro.
Ooh,
so, okay. The rules haven't changed. Your names are your buzzers, a point for the name of the band or artist, and you get a point for the name of the song. We know that you love playing along where you are. And the first fully bespoke playlist from the Rayo app is Absolute Stadium Anthems. But who and what is this? Oh, God.
Are you
I can't believe everyone's getting a chance to play at home for once.
Yet.
Oh, Matt, Jack Matt, 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 oh. Matt.
The whiskey.
No.
What? Whiskey in the Jar by Thin Lizzy.
Is correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's not. I don't think I've ever heard that.
No, it's wild, isn't it? We don't do radio edits in the Rayo app. You get the whole thing as Mr. Lizzy wanted it.
Wow.
Okay. This one comes from Forgotten 90s. Here we go.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, my God. Matt Dyson.
It's Oasis.
Yeah.
And this old...
Glenn.
Half the World Away.
Is correct. Yes. Forgotten 90s because, of course, an Oasis B-side.
Half the world away.
Oh, yeah.
I've been lost, I've been found, but I don't feel down.
Get it in your life this weekend. I can't believe I didn't. It's my favourite Oasis.
I love this one.
Is it? And I didn't get it. 100%. Okay. Right. From Absolute Radio Workout, for all you gym bunnies out there, we've got this.
Matt.
Matt.
Really? Yeah. Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood, isn't it?
No. No, Gorillaz, you get a point for that.
Phil Good Inc.
Is correct, a point apiece. And finally, Absolute Radio Chilled. What on earth is this?
Anna.
Glenn.
Anna!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, who sings it, Anna? Who sings that?
Give Anna some space.
Give her some
space. You can't sing the whole thing.
Come on.
You have to freeze you out. You've got 3 seconds. 2, 1. Glenn.
Oh, wait, I've got it. Cannonball.
Is a point by...
Damien Rice?
Correct!
Wow!
Amazing!
Oh, that was really great to watch.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, well done.
He's still beating, honestly.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time on this morning's show. Oh, nice. Nice! I love it. Okay. So that means...
Wow, the tables
I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. That means that Matt is in the lead with 5 points.
Whoa.
Anna, you're in second place with 2. Okay, you're last with a point, including your favourite Oasis song. I can't believe it. But don't worry, there's plenty to play for. We've got 4 more bespoke playlists from the free Rayo app. Coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Listener Dash in Teesside has likened you getting one right on Beat the Intro to the Kennedy assassination, saying everyone will remember where they were the moment it happened. Humankind walk on the moon, Anna Geary gets one right on Beat the Intro. You're the only newsreader in the history of radio or television who's made themselves late for their own bulletin, because it took you so long to get that. I know we're going to be late for the news, which is quite some feat.
Oh, that is, you know what, that is just such a great way to start my day.
You love
I
that.
Can't tell you how happy I am.
Oh, wait, where else I
to
am
be compared
you?
To the Kennedy assassination.
Let's relive the moment, shall we? Here we go. This happened just moments ago.
Oh gosh.
Wait. And then finally, here we go.
Cannonball.
Yeah. Got there. So we have got 4 more ditties for you to guess from the intro. They all come from the bespoke curated playlist that we have available in the free Rayo app. Currently, Glenn, you're last with 1 point. Anna, you got 2 points. And Matt,
say
you have
again.
5. You
say
got 2
again.
Points. And there's more to play for. I know you can do it. This comes from Absolute Radio Rock and Roll Football.
Oh.
Back tomorrow with Matt and Fordy from 2. Here we go.
Matt.
Glenn. Matt.
Rocking All Over the World by Status Quo.
Correct.
Yes.
You and Fordy always listen to this, aren't you?
Status Quo.
Production meetings like.
Love it. 3-chord rock. That's what we're all about.
Up next from Absolute Radio, Women of Rock, I bring you this. Glenn. Oh. Glenn.
Florence and the Machine, Ship to Break.
Oh, Matt. Ship to Wreck.
Yes,
to wreck.
Correct! Oh, no!
Don't take these points where I can get them. and brutal.
The boy's having a
mess. I've never seen him like this.
No.
I've never seen him like
when this. When the fun stops, stop.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Okay, this is, we've got two more. Hold on in there, everyone. Two more. From Absolute Classic Country.
Ooh.
Part of Rayo, your chance maybe to double your greatest ever tally to four. Here we go.
Oh, Glenn. Matt.
Oh, Glenn just
can
got
he raise Cyrus, Ache Your Breaky Heart?
Oh, he's back. He's back on it. Just he's back on the sauce and he's loving it. Okay, and finally. from and, you know, it's all in the Rayo app. From 40 Licks of Paint, which is our DIY playlist, we have this.
Glenn. That's Sledgehammer Peter Gabriel.
It is. Wow. And that means, as Pete plays us out, Anna, you got two.
My joy was short-lived.
Glenn, you managed to claw it back to six, which is very respectable. But Ship to Wreck sees Matt win with 8 points. Well done. All of that music and much, much more available in the free Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as many of you will be fully aware, Sunday the 17th of November is a must-have in your diaries. Keep it clear, because Absolute Radio Live returns to the London Palladium for radio's biggest night of comedy. Your hosts for the first time, it's a double header. John Richardson and Matt Ford will be joined by Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle and our very own Glenn Moore, with a couple more names to be announced. And they're going to be taking to that hallowed stage to raise money for the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. Fordy, who was on the show about an hour ago, also join us on Monday to announce the gig and the charity and why we are supporting it. Matt recently became an ambassador for them after receiving literally life-saving care at that hospital following his cancer diagnosis. So, Absolute Radio Live is hosted by the man himself, 4D, with John Richardson, starring a load of incredible comedians. And as I say, it's happening on Sunday the 17th of November, and tickets are on sale now. Yes, they went on sale at 9 a.m. and you can get yours by heading to our ticket store. It's absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. So go to the website, put a little slash tickets in there and grab yours now, as they are on sale at this moment in time. Be quick before they go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. And that is it from another week's worth of us. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Of course, it's my time to remind you that you can join in anytime you like. My inbox is open. And if anything, it's desperate. It's wanting. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Something for you to think about over the weekend. So the show lives on forever. You can listen to it again on demand in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of the Daily Podcast is about to become available. And there's only one thing we could call it.
Yeah.
After Matt Ford joined us and he was helping me out with my impression of Snape from Harry Potter, I ended up a pompous, pouting, cat-like Janet Street Porter.
That's the secret.
And therefore, the podcast.
The evolution of the impression, because yesterday's was called Dave plus Rickman equals Zippy and Kenneth Williams. So you've moved on a bit. You're getting better.
Yes, a pompous, pouting, cat-like Janet Street Porter. That is moving on. You're right. Talking of moving on, we're moving out, and Leona Graham's going to be in the hot seat. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details you need to win £125,000 on Make Me a Winner. We'll be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So enjoy those weekends, but stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.